Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sometimes the stuff off the air funnier than the stuff on the air.
Something's wrong with y'all. I'll let you know this.
Not me.
Oh, what?
Tell them what you want to do that peanut butter, Solana. Wait, crank it up for Lee Sterling. Here we go. Everybody.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Woo! We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Lee Sterling, friend of ours, professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. And I always point out, Lee doesn't pay us to come on, and we don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking about sports gambling. He gave us three picks last Friday, ended up going 1-1 because the Drakkar close fight was canceled. He had given us a UFC fight, which ended up getting canceled right as he was stepping into the ring, by the way. But he gave us Boise State over Utah State. That was a winner. We had Edmonton Calgary over 6.5 goals. That was a loser. So 1-1, and I believe he was 3-0 the previous week. So he is 4-1 the last 2 weeks on this show. Hello, Lee.
What about the secret? Secret envelope, so, three MMA selections.
I don't want to get people jealous, but we get some secret picks from Lee Sterling on Saturday night for UFC. And I know Lee Sterling texted me over the weekend, have we paid for a new wing of the Hockman Mansion yet with our secret picks? So, well, we'll leave that secret. You never know if Uncle Sam is listening, Sterling.
Well, we didn't get the room because I lost the last fight. So 2-1, we'll take on the
2-1
on the sealed secret envelope picks.
But we'll take that any day of the week. Are you going to the Hurricanes baseball game tonight? Miami Hurricanes baseball has their home opener at Mark Light tonight. Are you going?
Of course. I mean, the newly number one ranked Miami Hurricanes off their winning series over Florida in the new stadium. Ruined that, which was sweet. And then I'm taking the wife out. I should get husband of the year. Taking her to Titanic for dinner tonight.
Wow.
And then the game?
I mean, it's like you two are like a fraternity and sorority couple.
Yeah.
and me? Setting the bar
Lee's making
too
us
high,
look
man.
Bad.
Take it
well,
easy.
It's funny. I'll tell you. So it's funny. So Lee had texted me this morning, goes, hey, you going to the Hurricanes baseball game? And I said, no, but I am going to the Panthers game tomorrow night. And he said, you and I should be husbands of the year. I'm taking my wife to Titanic and then the game, and look at you tomorrow night. And I text him back. I go, no, I'm going tomorrow night with three friends. I don't know what my wife is doing.
Didn't you take her last week to the game?
No, I went with other friends last week.
You got to step up your game.
I'm trying to push her out the door.
I'm trying. This has been a long quarantine, Lee. What are you trying to do? I'm almost there.
Well, maybe you'll mix it every third time. Maybe you'll mix in taking her to a Panthers game next week.
Yes, yes.
I want to step in before we get to these games real quick. I've been listening to this, you know, Alex's whole, you know, he's taking on the world in basketball. I'd like to give you my thoughts on if
Please.
He was to challenge, you know, some of these competitors that he's challenged. If he was to face John Crotty, I truly believe Crotty, if you put $1,000 or more out there on the line, Crotty would get up in his face, and I don't even know if he'd hit the rim. I think that Crotty would block his first shot and then just back him down, score 5, 6, 7
exactly.
baskets, game's over.
Exactly. That's what we've been saying.
I played college football, and the difference between high school, the JCC and college is huge, but the difference from college to the NFL is monumental.
And so, you're a big dude. And so I would imagine you go out there and you play recreational sports. You get a guy like Solana, who's a thin guy. You put your shoulder in him, he's going to feel that.
Okay, so I'm 58. I remember at my house, I have a game, a once-a-week game, before quarantine. And there was a guy who was 55 years old. He averaged, I think, 12 points in college at Villanova. He's about 6'2", 6'3". I'm 5'11". He guarded me for 2 games, and I scored 0. Nothing.
Yeah.
And I play all the time. So I do think that Alex would score against a non-player. And Channing would beat him in any other sport that he plays. But basketball, playing Channing or playing, someone else like Leroy, I do think that Alex would score. But I don't know whether if he plays an NBA player, whether he would hit the backboard or hit the rim.
Right. That's the question. With Crotty can hold him scoreless, no question about it. With Leroy Horde, Solana might get a bucket or two, but Leroy's going to end up beating him just because he's going to put his elbow
probably,
in his chest.
Probably. But if you don't play that sport, I've seen plenty of guys, big-time college players in football come out to my court, and they're just not players. They just can't play basketball. So it is a different
one-on-one to me is different because you can physically impose your size.
Right,
one-on-one,
right. But if you can't shoot at all, you just don't have that coordination shooting the basketball, could be a problem also. So my money is going to be on Crotty big time if he plays him. And if he plays Channing or Leroy, to score one basket, I'm going to say Solana can score one basket.
But my pushback, Lee, would be how is Solana going to stop me? Like you said, I don't have a red pointer. Right. But how could Solana stop me from getting to the rim and just laying it up? He has no chance to stop my momentum from going forward.
Well, if you get the ball first and you're just backing him down, you got a chance. If he has the ball first, his speed, being a little younger and shooting consistently, I'm going to say that he's going to hit one basket. He's not going to win, but he's going to hit a couple baskets.
He's not J.J. Redick. What?
I'm not saying he's J.J. Redick. He's all JCC. First team.
Fourth team honorable mention. Solana, you want to weigh in here before I move on to the games?
That
I'm sure
soccer.
You want to defend yourself.
Well, I just think Crowder's downplaying my intangibles. I take charges in one-on-one. And yes, in case you were wondering, Lee, I did make first-team all-defense at the JCC, led the league in charges taken. So, all right,
yep.
Back
so
me down, Crowder, I dare you.
Intangibles are all – remember when Jimmy the Greek used to do intangibles on CBS for Sundays? That's a rare trait people are looking for in a one-on-one game of basketball, intangibles.
Yeah, forget about the first – 10 things, shooting,
speed,
rebounding.
Age.
Yeah, right.
Intangibles is first to go to. All right, Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. Heat and Jazz tonight. Jazz, best record in the NBA. Heat have won 4 in a row. Right now, Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero are questionable for the Heat, which makes this a 6.5-point spread. The last I looked, the Heat are getting 6.5 at home.
So if Bam and Tyler were to play, I would take Miami because I think once you step off that plane and you see that beautiful weather, I think it's a huge distraction even to Utah, who is playing the best basketball in the NBA. It's not even close right now. But I don't believe that Tyler will play from what I'm hearing. I also think it's going to be a game-time decision, probably up to Bam whether he plays or not tonight. And I'm hearing even if he plays, he's about 50 to 60%. I really respect, his effort and his team play and wanting to play for the team. But he could even be this could be, sometimes when you try to play and you're not 80, 90%, it can hurt your team. So If I had to pick a side, I'd play Utah, but I'm not going to bet this game here. And something also to look at with Utah, when Miami won the Eastern Conference last year, made it to the NBA Finals, they were leading the league in less time as far as a player touching the ball, an offensive player touching the ball. Utah is leading the league by a wide margin in that category this year. So I'm just going to stay away from this Utah-Miami game tonight.
Somebody texts in, Solana's the guy at the park that calls 20 fouls. Are you that guy, Solana? Are you the guy that's ringing them up on every play at the park?
Hey, listen, hand is not the ball. Hand is a foul. Okay?
And he probably has a headband. Alex, you play with a headband and like three
sweatbands.
Let it
rain.
Finger taped.
Let's get three, fingers taped. How many times have you yelled that at the JCC? Hey, hand is not the ball. Hand is not the ball.
Got to remind the officials sometimes as well.
All right, let's get three picks of your choice. You were 1-1 last week, 3-0 the week before.
Okay, so we're going to go with Boston Celtics tonight in the NBA. They're laying 2.5 at home to the Indiana Pacers. They lost two really tight games before getting blown out to Atlanta. They lost to New Orleans in overtime, lost to Dallas on a buzzer beater, then lost to Atlanta when Atlanta shot 23 for 42 on three-pointers. That works out to 54.8%. They were without Kemba Walker. He sits out back-to-back, or second game of back-to-back, so he'll be back here. They've been home since Tuesday, so I expect a really good effort from Boston here. I'll lay the 2.5. College basketball tonight, two teams with great storied histories. The Indiana State Sycamores here, Larry Bird School, they take on Valparaiso, the Crusaders. Indiana State, known for Larry Bird. Valpo, the shot in 1998 when they beat number 4-ranked Ole Miss and went to the Sweet 16. So Valpo had like a brief moment. They are 9-16 on the year. They won three straight in late January, but since that time they've lost 3 of 4. They're only averaging a little over 60 points per game the last four games. Indiana State is 1-9 out of 10. They're the number 4 seed. They want to be the number 3 seed. They will take over that spot if they win this game. They don't want to face Drake, who's only lost 2 games all season in the semifinals here, the conference tournament. So we're going to take Indiana State as selection number 2, -3 at Valpo. And then we're going to go to the UFC. And like 36-year-old Maximus Griffin, taking on 32-year-old Dustin Dehania Jacoby. Dehania, I mean, stands for the happiness. I mean, you can't have a nickname like that. I mean, it's embarrassing. The odds here are all wrong here. So the underdog, what we're looking at here is he's plus 150. So plus 150, and, I mean, Jacoby is a kickboxer. He destroyed the fighter. He last fought by leg kicks. Leg kicks are the only area where Jacoby, I see, can win this game, this fight here. He has the advantage in that area only, and you can't kick when you're flat on your back. In fact, he was in the UFC for 2 fights in 2012, beat a guy named Chris Camozzi. Lost to Chris Camozzi and lost to Clifford Starks. And both of those guys, they're not even in the UFC anymore. So he beat one opponent when he came back. I just don't think he's that good. I'm going to take Maxim Grishin here, plus 150. Wrong fighter is favored. I'm going with Maximus here.
All right, there you go. Lee Sterling, it's ParamountSports.com. He's laying off the Heat-Jazz game tonight. He does like the Celtics laying the points against the Pacers tonight. He likes Indiana State laying the points against Valparaiso tonight. And in the UFC tomorrow night, Maxim Grishin at plus 150. Enjoy Hurricanes baseball tonight, Lee. Root them on to victory.
I sure will. Next week, we'll have to take next week off. I'm actually going to be at the what a week I've planned. Well, I'm actually, because I'm husband of the year, we're up for that honor. I'm going to be visiting my daughter in North Carolina. So next week during your show, I'll be at the Miami, North Carolina State game up in North Carolina.
All right. We'll have Solana pick games next week. See if he can outdo you. All right. Thank you, Lee.
All right, guys. Take care.
There you go. Lee Sterling. Are you the guy that calls fouls at a pickup game, Solana?
Yeah, I mean, I just want a fair game out there, a fair, clean game out there.
People are outraged that you would consider taking a charge in a one-on-one game.
You'll call a charge?
like the notion of taking a charge. Like, so that means, like, in a one-on-one game, you can never buckle down to the ground. I mean, it just becomes, well, that's why I say he can't beat Leroy Horde or you, because there's no such thing as taking a charge. It's just body on body. And so the stronger body is going to move the weaker body.
If my feet are set.
But how are your feet going to be set?
And you're outside of the circle.
And I'm outside of the semicircle under the basket. My feet are set, and I beat you to the spot. Hands are straight up. That's a charge, my guy.
All right.
Okay. You call a charge in one-on-one JCC ball.
Buddy, that's a charge, my guy.
Oh, he dropped a my guy and a buddy. I love it. this guy's a JCC star.
This game would be an hour and a half if we played.
Right, we one foul after another. No, he'd foul you out, and then he'd win the game.
Oh, do I only have five fouls, Solana? Or what?
Is that your strategy, Solana? Foul him out?
We'll do NBA. We'll play by NBA rules, so you have six fouls. Six fouls.
All right. Excellent. This is funny.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.